You know, we live in an age that is just unbelievable. The things, the technology, the things that we have. And just reflecting on it not long ago, and some of you, like Judy and maybe some of the other, we didn't have electricity when I was young. Not in our house, there was electricity around. You know, we didn't have running water. In fact, it was my job to take the honey pot out to the outhouse out back in the mornings, on a cold morning like this. Think about the people in the turn of the last century. You know, they saw the Wright brothers. They saw the Wright brothers, and now they're alive and to see us go to the moon and back. It's incredible. But something else happened. And it's called the DNA. The building block for life. It contains the genetic code for all of life. And yet scientists, since the project that came out with the DNA code, we only use about 2% of the DNA to maintain our daily lives. 98% operate something like a mass computer system to control that 2%. At given times, in certain circumstances, switches go off within this large DNA system that controls what parts are to be turned on and be turned off. These millions of switches that are within our body control how our genes are expressed. What type of cells are formed? Whether something will become a heart or a liver or something else? This regulatory part of our DNA is responsible for the shaping of matter. In 2018, a Nobel Prize winner, winning a project on protein engineering developed by scientists in the University of Munster in Germany, succeeded in learning how to turn DNA on and DNA off by the use of light. The complexity of creation continues to stun us as we learn more about it. It's no wonder that many scientists today are more prone to believe in the existence and the power of God than ever before. You look at the Hubble telescope and the Webb telescope and looking into the universe, had to be a creator. More scientists are saying, yeah, there's got to be. This thing just couldn't happen in one day and go poof. It's no wonder that John, the writer of John's Gospel, in Greek philosophical, I can't say that word sometimes either, style, affirmed that the beginning of creation and the Creator himself was light. What's it say in Genesis? In the beginning God created and he said, let there be light. And there was light. Even from the time of Thales and Methuselah in 585 B.C., that's before Christ, the Greeks understood the power of light and strove to understand the origin of life. Greek philosophy was endlessly curious about living things and created an animated world. In the scripture today, in John's Gospel, we see him describing God as the source of all created things. John called this an indescribable force, the Logos. We translate this word with a capital W. But the translation hardly comes close to the meaning of the Greek word Logos, which refers to a more essence of God's goodness, of his creation, a conception, an idea, a divine expression of God's creativity through voice, command. Let there be light. Logos, in a sense, is a creative activity of God. John is clear to suggest that Jesus, God in human form, was also the expression or the word Logos of God. He became part of creation and life. More than this, the expression derives from or comes from the form of light. Jesus is the light of God, visible and created world, God's divine power, which can not only empower, but change people from the inside out by enlightening them to the presence and the will of God. Jesus' power to heal, to forgive, to bless, and to change all comes from the identity as light for the world. John wants to be sure that we understand that Jesus may become fully human, but he is also born of God. He is the Word which became flesh because he came into the world and lived among us, experienced everything that you and I experience, up to and including death. Yet, he still had the power to move, to form, and to change when we receive him into our hearts. For some, John's gospel is only a preview. It's a hard thing for us to wrap our minds around it. It even sounds spooky or cosmic or weird in the heavenly light. And yet, those who have spiritual encounters with God through prayer, through scriptural healing, through worship, know the power of this light in their lives. It's a personal relationship with God through Christ. People felt it, and they knew it. Despite of what our rational minds like or believe, the way that we like to think of our world in practical and simple terms, God challenges everything we know simply by the vastness of God's incredible love and his mysterious being. It is by faith. Only through science today, in our growing humility, do we draw closer and closer to understanding that we have no conception of the vastness and the complexity of this universe. Even though we're sending people and machines and so forth out there running around, we have no clue. We have no idea how else anything like this could possibly come into existence because it's complex. It's mysterious. It's astoundingly beautiful. If you've seen some of the photos that the Webb telescope has sent back, it's gorgeous. It's astounding, but much of it still makes no sense to our human minds. But we do know the power of forces such as light and sound and realize that these somehow control everything that exists. Now, in this time of winter, which we're in, our seeds have been planted. Farmers have planted seeds during this time. These seeds lie below the surface of the ground in a cold, damp earth, dormant and not moving. And yet, we know in a few months, life will emerge. Those seeds will somehow be prompted to spring forth from their shells, push through the ground, and lean towards the light of God and sustenance in our source of somewhere deep down inside of us. God provides for us everything that we need. Creator, yearning for the blessings, the Creator God learning for our love and acceptance. And we long to be called His own. Tonight, as we gather in this place called Bethel United Methodist Church, we celebrate the greatest creation of God ever expressed in the birth of Jesus Christ in that tiny manger. How strange, but yet how wonderful, how mind-blowing, and yet how fascinating. God not only created life, but brought light into the midst of our world in order to change us and move us, to activate our DNA, if you will. Turn us onto the presence of God and wonder of God's power to heal a world in need. To turn off the power of evil and to help us turn towards the light. Jesus came to save, not to condemn, as John's gospel goes on to say. He invites all of us and anyone within the sound of our voice He invites us to come to him and step into his presence, into the light of God's healing power and warming presence. This is what we do when we celebrate Christmas. The entrance of God's light of salvation into our world, into our lives individually and personally. That's why it's a personal relationship with God through Christ. So think of your blessings of God today as though you're living under God's own heat lamp, basking in God's presence. He is healing your wounds and filling you with joy and energy and love and hope. He is energizing you to go out into the world. Become a lighthouse for the lost. Let your little light shine, that wonderful little kid song that we sing. Be blessed by the light of Christ in your life so that you may be endlessly blessing others who are around you. Angie Earhart, one of the co-hosts on Fox and Friends on the Fox Network in the mornings, beautiful young lady, woman of great faith. Her mom, her growing up, her mom started something with her when she was a little girl on Christmas Eve, going through the family rituals, and her mom would tell her, "Ainsley, I am so glad you were born." Think about that. She went on to write a beautiful book that you can get. It's very simple. It's a children's book that just tells that. And as I look around this congregation, I am glad you were born. And I am glad I was born. Jesus, we gather here tonight and we were so glad that you were born. And I am so glad that we are together living in your kingdom, Jesus. And glad that you were born. And I hope and pray that we can all say, "Yes, I am glad I was born." If you were glad if you're born, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. The light of Christ who's come into the world